The Emperor Penguins. Do you know much about geography? Here's a geography question for you. What is the fifth largest continent on Earth? Asia? Nope. Africa? Nope. North America? Nope. South America? Nope. Europe? Nope. Australia? Nope. Antarctica? Correct. Antarctica is the Earth's fifth largest continent. It is at the bottom of the globe. 98% of Antarctica is covered in ice. There aren't any trees, flowers, or lakes. Nobody lives there except a small community of scientists. They live on special bases. The biggest base is called McMurdo Station. 1,000 people live there during the summer, but only 200 people live there during the winter. Antarctica has a short summer and a very long winter. The summer lasts from October to February. The winter lasts from March to September. The sun stays in the sky for 24 hours a day during the summer. Winters are dark and cold. Temperatures can drop as low as minus 62 degrees Celsius. Antarctica is the home of the emperor penguins. Penguins are a type of bird. Like most birds, they have wings, feathers, and beaks. But unlike most birds, they cannot fly. Emperor penguins are the tallest variety of penguin. There are more than 300,000 of them living in Antarctica. Emperor penguins have webbed feet like a duck. Their feet help them to swim. They like to eat crabs and other types of shellfish. On rare occasions, they might also eat a small fish or a squid. Life is not easy for emperor penguins. They have to go through the difficult Antarctic winter. Emperor penguins spend their summers beside the ocean. It is a good place to find food. The emperor penguins are great swimmers. They can dive to depths up to 250 meters. They can hold their breath underwater for 20 minutes. They can swim at speeds up to 9 kilometers per hour. In March, the emperor penguins go on a long journey to their breeding grounds. They go there to find a mate. This is a very difficult journey. How can the penguins find their way to the breeding grounds every year? Nobody knows for sure. They must have very good instincts. The breeding grounds are far away. The emperor penguins have to walk more than 100 kilometers. The journey takes one whole week. The emperor penguins have to walk all night and all day. Sometimes they slide on their bellies. They have to stay together. It is easy to get lost. Lost penguins die. The long journey to the breeding grounds can be very dangerous. The emperor penguins have some fierce enemies. Their scariest enemy is the leopard seal. Leopard seals are much bigger than penguins. The emperor penguins are scared of the leopard seals. Leopard seals love to eat penguins. They think penguins are delicious. The ice at the breeding grounds is very thick. The emperor penguins feel safe on the thick ice. The breeding grounds are surrounded by tall mountains. The mountains protect the emperor penguins from cold winter winds. Emperor penguins are serially monogamous. This means they find a new mate every year. Mating is a very exciting process. The emperor penguins sing mating songs. They also perform mating dances. There are usually more female penguins than male penguins. Some females cannot find a mate. Females without mates cannot lay eggs. It is easy for males to find mates. They can choose from among many females. Female emperor penguins only lay one egg each year. Penguin eggs are quite a bit bigger than chicken eggs. They are usually 11 to 13 centimeters long. They can weigh anywhere from 60 to 150 grams. They get heavier as they mature. They can be white or a slightly bluish-green color. Emperor penguins do not build nests. They have to hold on to their eggs. The egg fits under a flap on the mother's belly. She has to balance the egg on her feet. Her body keeps the egg warm. The egg must not fall onto the ground. Eggs can break very easily. A mother emperor penguin does not take care of her egg for very long. Laying an egg is very hard work. She is very hungry. She has to find some food. She gives the egg to the father. This is tricky. They have to be careful. The egg might drop. The father emperor penguins take care of the egg for 2 months. They don't have anything to eat except snow. This is the coldest part of the Antarctic winter. It's hard to stay warm. Several hundred penguins huddle together in a huge crowd. Each penguin carries an egg on his feet. The eggs hatch in May. The baby penguins are called chicks. The chicks are very cute. But there is a big problem. The chicks are hungry. But the father emperor penguins don't have any food. There isn't anything for the chicks to eat. What can the fathers do? The father penguins cough up a milky substance. They feed the milky substance to the chicks. This might not sound very good to you, but the chicks love it. The milky substance is their first meal. It keeps them alive. The fathers keep the chicks warm. They wait for the mothers to return. The mother emperor penguins return to the breeding grounds in July. They have a problem. They want to find their mates. But the breeding grounds are very crowded. There are many penguins at the breeding grounds. Everybody looks the same. What can the mother emperor penguins do? How can they find their chicks? Each mother emperor penguin sings a special song. The fathers listen to the songs. This is how they find each other. The mother's song is a way of saying, "Where are you? I miss you." The father's reply is a way of saying, "We are here. Come this way. Please hurry up." The mothers spit food into the chicks' mouths. It makes the chicks happy. The father emperor penguins are hungry too. They want to go to the ocean right away. They want to go swimming. They want to catch some fish. They are starving. Now the mothers have to look after the chicks. The mother and father penguins feed their little chick. The weather gets warmer and warmer. The chicks get bigger. Summer eventually arrives. This is a very happy time. The emperor penguin families move back to the ocean. The chicks are big now. They can swim. Now they can find food for themselves.